Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, November 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. October's inflation report propelled U.S. stocks to their best day since 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1,201 points, or 3.7%, to close at 33,715. The S&P 500 was up 208 points, or 5.5%, and the tech-focused NASDAQ finished up 761 points, or 7.4%. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Gwyn Gilford.
It fuels the hope that the peak is behind us, it's well behind us, and that the Fed will be able to slow the pace of rate hikes. That's good because, you know, if the Fed doesn't have to tighten as much as we thought it would to control inflation, the economy will weaken less and stocks will have to fall less, or maybe they'll do better than expected.
Looking at individual stocks, shares of manufacturers, which are sensitive to changes in the economic outlook, moved higher. Boeing rose 5.2%, and 3M, which makes a variety of goods such as Scotch tape and safety equipment, added 4.3%. Amazon shares rose 12.2%. We reported that CEO Andy Jassy is leading a cost-cutting review of the tech giant and paring back on businesses at the company that haven't been profitable, according to people familiar with the matter. And bonds rallied as well. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell to 3.828%, its biggest one-day pullback since March 2009. Bond yields fall as prices rise. Today's rally also extended to Bitcoin, which was battered this week by the uncertain future for crypto exchange FTX. Bitcoin was up about 13% in afternoon trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.